Again, that's another aspect of devotion, is a sense of paying respects to teachers, having devotion toward teachers. And they, so like a particular in our case, and say Ajahn Chah is a focus of devotion, even though he's passed away. In the same way, well, the Buddha passed away 2,500 years ago, but he can still be a focus of devotion and elicit wholesome qualities. And our teachers can form the same focus. So that paying, when we give respect to something, say if it's a, like it's easy to have a devotion to Ajahn Chah. He's dead. I don't have to live with him anymore. You know, because as a human being, human beings are always complicated. I mean, it's not, you know, Ajahn Chah was an exemplary being. He was an incredible teacher. But that didn't mean that you always agreed with him, or that he was always just really nice to you all the time. It was a human being, and you had a human relationship with him. But still, that sense of to be able to hold that quality of, you know, how to act and hold in the heart in a way that elicits wholesome qualities and helps to guide one towards the path of practice. So in Thailand, Ajahn Chah when he was still alive, we would gather together, usually on the Magha Pujas, which are a traditional Buddhist holiday in February. And after he passed away, then we would gather usually twice a year, once on his birthday, which was in June, and once in January, which was the commemoration of, say, the anniversary of his death. And January is the more practical time to gather as a larger community, just because it's cooler, and people can gather at Ajahn Chah's monastery. And that's what happens. Even to this day, every January there's a period from about January 12th to the 17th, where the monks, nuns, lay people gather at the main monastery, and there will be usually at least 1,000 or more monks, and that's something you don't get to see very often in America. 1,000 monks gathered, thousands and thousands of lay people, and they come and stay in the monastery. They come and practice, and they keep precepts, and that is an annual event, people. The focus tends to be in the main hall, which is quite large, and that's where teachings are given, like in the morning, midday, and in the evening, chanting, meditation, morning and night, but also one of the other places of gathering is a chedi, or a large shrine, where Ajahn Chah's ashes were were interred, where they're kept there. And people go and are meditating and chanting there, actually all through the year. So you go into that space, but especially at the time of the annual event in January, then people are out there meditating and practicing around the jetty. It's a very, very peaceful place. And usually after the evening talks and the evening gathering is finished, there'll be a whole bunch of people will go out and continue to meditate at the jetty till, you know, usually till 11, 12 at night, 1 in the morning. There'll be people still meditating and practicing and getting up in the morning, the next morning, to continue practicing. So it's very inspiring to see that devotion, I think, and it's something that's very, say, very tangible and manifesting in practicing.